Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're looking into something maybe a bit old school. Printed invitations.
Yeah, it seems counterintuitive now, doesn't it, with everything digital?
Right. But you shared some material making a really strong case for why, you know, physical invites still pack a punch.
Exactly. So we're going to explore that. What makes them different? What impact they actually have compared to just firing off an email or a text?
Okay. So our mission is basically to figure out why these paper things are still relevant.
Yeah.
What do they offer that digital just doesn't?
Let's start there. The material you shared really contrasted that feeling, you know, getting a text versus something in the mail.
Oh, totally. A text, save the date. It pops up, you might glance at it, maybe forget it 5 minutes later. It's like any other notification.
Just blends into the digital noise, right?
Yeah.
But then finding an actual envelope in your mailbox, that feels different. It's like an event in itself.
Yeah, like a little discovery. You have to actually pick it up, open it.
And that physical act, the tactile part, that's key. Feeling the paper, maybe it's got some texture, or you see your name handwritten.
Instantly feels more important, doesn't it? Like someone took actual time. You handle it differently.
Mm-hmm. It's not just data, it's an object. And that object immediately starts setting a tone for whatever the event is.
So it signals, hey, this is something special, maybe more formal or just significant, not just another casual get-together.
Precisely. It's the very first impression. It's telling your guests, way before the event itself, that this matters. This is something to look forward to.
Okay, and building on that feeling of importance,
mm-hmm.
Your sources mentioned prestige, exclusivity.
Yeah.
That feels very real with a printed invite.
Absolutely. There's that sense of, wow, I got one of these. You feel specifically chosen, valued.
Totally different from seeing your name tagged in a giant Facebook event list with hundreds of others.
Right, or a mass email. A physical invite feels more like a personal summons almost.
Yeah, less come if you want, more your presence is requested. It carries that weight.
And that effort involved in sending it, curating the list, addressing them, mailing them, it subtly communicates how much the host wants you specifically to be there.
It's intentional.
Very. And think about the buzz, too. People actually talk about nice invitations. They might show them to someone.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Look what came in the mail. You stick it on the fridge. It becomes a physical reminder, a talking point.
When was the last time someone excitedly showed you a screenshot of an Evite notification? It just doesn't happen the same way.
Good point. That physical shareability amplifies the whole anticipation thing.
Exactly. Now, let's shift to how the invite itself can kind of be the event, or at least a preview, visual storytelling.
Right, like a movie trailer for the party.
Perfect analogy. So imagine getting an invite that's like neon colors, maybe some confetti actually falls out.
Okay, immediately thinking fun, high energy, birthday bash maybe.
Totally. Now contrast that. Heavy ivory cardstock, elegant script, maybe a little floral motif.
Wedding. Or maybe a very fancy anniversary dinner, something refined.
See, the visuals, the paper, the fonts, the colors, any little embellishments, they paint a picture instantly, even before you read the where and when.
It sets the scene, hints at the vibe, the theme, maybe even like what you should wear.
And that's super helpful for guests, right? They understand the expectation. They can get excited for the right reasons.
Yeah, avoids that awkwardness of showing up totally underdressed or overdressed because the digital invite was kind of vague.
So it's about managing expectations effectively right from that very first touch point. The design does a lot of heavy lifting there.
Okay, this next point really resonates with me. Lasting memories. Keepsakes. I definitely have a little stash of old invitations.
Me too. Wedding invites, milestone birthdays. They become these little tangible reminders, like mini time machines, as the material put it.
I love that mini time machines. You find one years later in a box, and boom, you remember the event, the feeling.
Exactly. Now think about digital invites. Where are they? Buried in an old inbox, deleted.
Yeah, totally gone. Yeah. Lost in the digital ether. They serve their purpose, and then poof.
They just don't have that staying power, that physical presence that lets them become a keepsake.
It's true. They're functional, but temporary. The printed one can be cherished.
And think long term, maybe even generations. Finding your parents or grandparents' wedding invitation, that's a real connection to the past. An email? Not so much.
Okay, let's switch gears a bit to something more practical. The guest list. Your source has pointed out some potential hiccups with digital.
Oh, definitely. Digital invites are just so easy to forward or screenshot. Or share the link.
Right, so you send it to 50 people, but suddenly 70 show up because people just forwarded it around or brought friends you didn't account for.
It can get messy. You lose control over who's actually coming. Awkward conversations might happen at the door.
But with a printed invitation, it's addressed to specific people. You send one to Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
Exactly. It's much clearer who is actually invited. You can state explicitly, and guest or not. It's direct, controlled.
Less ambiguity. Fewer surprises showing up expecting dinner when you plan for a specific number.
Which is crucial for budgeting, for venue capacity, for catering. All those practical event planning things, it just offers better clarity and, well, control.
And then there's that feeling, the personal, thoughtful touch. That's a big one for me, and your material really hit on this too.
It's huge. Sending a physical invitation just inherently feels more effortful, more caring.
Someone picked it out, addressed it, maybe even put a stamp on it themselves. Little things like maybe a wax seal or a ribbon.
Or just the weight of the paper. It all adds up to communicate thoughtfulness. It says, I took time for you.
And sometimes, like your source mentioned, maybe a little handwritten note inside. That's incredibly personal.
You just can't replicate that warmth easily with digital. Clicking send on an email blast doesn't quite have the same heart.
No, it really doesn't. That physical interaction, opening it, seeing the care put into it, it creates a much stronger personal connection, I think.
I agree. It connects you to the host and the event in a more intimate way.
Okay, which brings us nicely to the artistry involved, the design possibilities. Your sources highlighted this, they can be like actual little pieces of art.
For sure. Print opens up this whole world of techniques. You've got letterpress, which has that beautiful indented feel, foil stamping for shine, laser cuts for intricate patterns.
The options are kind of amazing. You can go super luxurious or really minimalist and modern, just playing with texture and typography. It's a real canvas.
It lets you perfectly capture the specific aesthetic you're aiming for with your event.
And this is where, you know, specialists come in. The material mentioned DeVio Advertising as an example.
Right. Companies like that, they're not just printers. They understand how to use print design to create an experience right from the moment someone receives the invite.
Yeah, that example they gave, textured paper, sunray foil accents.
Mm-hmm.
You can almost feel that. It sounds stunning.
It really shows how print can be visually and tactilely engaging in ways digital just can't. It's about using that artistry to make the invitation itself memorable. DeVio Advertising seems like a good example of delivering that.
So, taking all of this in, it really feels like the printed invitation isn't just an announcement. It's the actual start of the event experience.
I think that's exactly right. It's the guest's first physical interaction with what you're planning. It sets expectations, builds excitement way before the day itself.
So choosing to go printed, maybe custom, maybe using someone like DeVio Advertising, it's an investment in making the whole event memorable, starting right from the mailbox.
It really elevates the invitation beyond just information delivery. It becomes part of the event story, signaling its importance and your care for the guests.
Okay, so let's wrap this up. We've dug deep into why printed invites still hold water, pulling from the points you shared.
Yeah, we've seen how they set a tone, give that feeling of prestige, and act as this great visual preview of the event's theme and style.
Plus, the keepsake factor is huge. And the practical side, better guest list control, and of course, that undeniable personal touch.
And the sheer artistry possible with print, like we saw with the DeVio Advertising example, it really stands in contrast to how fleeting digital invites can feel. The value proposition is just different,
yeah.
Tangible.
So here's something to chew on. For your next really important event, what's that very first feeling, that first impression you want guests to have?
Yeah, think about it. How could choosing a printed invitation, something they can hold, admire, that shows real thought and maybe even artistry, how could that shape their anticipation and make them feel truly connected to your event right from the moment it lands in their hands? Something to consider.